Pablo Picasso was a very famous artist from Spain. Spain is a country in Europe. Picasso is one of the best-known names in modern art. People remember him because he tried many different ways of making art. He did not stay with only one style. Have you seen a painting by Pablo Picasso before? What kinds of art do you like? Realistic, colorful, simple, or unusual? Where do people usually see art? In a museum, at school, or online? Picasso was born in 1881 in Spain. He showed talent for drawing when he was young. He became an artist very early in life and worked for many years. He lived a long life and made a very large number of artworks. People remember Picasso because he changed art. He did not only copy the world in a simple way, he wanted to show feelings, ideas, and new ways of seeing things. This is one reason his name is still important today. Picasso is also remembered because he kept changing. He wanted to grow as an artist. He looked at the world in a new way and made art that was different from the art many people knew before. The Blue Period is the name for one part of Picasso's life and art. During this time, he used many blue colors in his paintings. Blue was often the main color. The paintings also looked serious and sad. In the Blue Period, Picasso painted people who looked lonely, poor, or unhappy. He used the color blue to help show these feelings. The paintings from this time can make viewers feel quiet and thoughtful. This period is important because it shows that color can tell a story. A color is not only nice to look at, it can also help show mood. Mood is the feeling in an artwork. Picasso's Blue Period helps us understand that art can express emotion, not only show objects. Cubism was a new art style connected with Picasso. In Cubism, artists break a face, a body, or an object into simple shapes. They may use squares, triangles, and other geometric forms. Geometric means made from clear shapes, like a square or a circle. This style can look strange at first. A portrait is a picture of a person, often showing the face. In Cubism, a portrait may not look normal. A face may seem broken into parts or shown from more than one side at the same time. Picasso used Cubism to show that art did not need to look exactly like real life. He wanted to show new ways of seeing. Cubism changed modern art, and many people still study it in museums and art classes. Guernica is one of Picasso's most famous paintings. It is an anti-war painting. Anti-war means against war and in favor of peace. Picasso made Guernica after a violent attack in Spain. The painting shows pain, fear, and suffering. It does not show a happy scene. It sends a strong message about war and its terrible effects on people and animals. Guernica is important because art can speak about serious things. It can show anger, sadness, and protest without many words. Picasso used black, white and gray, so the painting feels serious and strong. Where was Pablo Picasso born? Why do you think people remember an artist who tries new ideas? What color did Picasso use a lot in the Blue Period? How can a color help show a feeling in a painting? What happens to shapes and faces in Cubism? Do you like art that looks very real or art that uses unusual shapes? Why? Why is Guernica called an anti-war painting? Why do you think an artist might use art to talk about peace? Pablo Picasso is remembered because he changed art in many ways. He used color in the Blue Period to show sadness. He used Cubism to show shapes and new ideas. He made Guernica to speak about war and peace. Picasso shows us that art can do many things. It can show feelings. It can ask questions. It can send a message. It can also help us see the world in a new way.